The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
Biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Dispatch copy. This is 2 out of 11-7. I got an elderly man walking across the street. He's stumbling. 2 out of 11-7, never mind. It's Joe Biden.
I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen in lay ties, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to get right into it. I want to play a clip because every chance I get to rub it in the face of people who voted for Joe Biden, even if it's my family members, I'm going to rub it in their faces. Why? Because your decisions have gotten us in a position where we have astronomical numbers in terms of inflation, in terms of gas prices. The stock market is taking a dump, a doo-doo. And it's all because y'all didn't like the tweets. It's all because you didn't like the orange spray tan that Trump had. All of this, you didn't got our country in a bad position. You knew that old, crippled, brain-dead, racist white man. Let's do like they do us. Racist white man. He did do the eulogy of Robert Byrd, who was a former Klans member. This racist white man wasn't going to do nothing for the country. So I'm going to rub it in your face. If there was a true interview or a panel discussion between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, this is how it would go. Roll clip 7.
Before I took office, there was a lot of folks out there, making some pretty bold predictions about how things would turn out. You might remember some of the predictions.
They're coming for your guns, they're coming for your jobs, and they're coming for your freedom.
They hate American energy, and Joe Biden will shut it all down. He's going to.
That if I became president,
Biden's elected, he will wipe out your energy industry.
Another prediction that is my favorite one, I must add, is that if I got elected,
gas prices going $5, $6, $7 for a gallon.
Flood your communities with criminal aliens, drugs and crime while they live behind beautiful gated compounds. They try to take away your gun, Second Amendment. They want to take it away. While they enjoy private security that's fully armed.
I never understood that one.
You spent trillions of dollars rebuilding foreign nations, fighting foreign wars, and defending foreign borders.
So for all those predictions.
Somebody, hold on. Stop the film. Stop the tape. Is Donald Trump a prophet? Last time I read the Bible, I didn't see prophet Donald Trump in there. But he sure sound like a prophet now. Didn't he warn us that if Joe Biden got into office, our gas prices would be out of control? Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a prophet of the Lord Jesus to understand how stupid policies lead us to bad situations. When you just print money, I'm not even an economist, but I know that when you just print money, you're going to create a dire situation in our economy. When you just give everybody money from COVID relief, people that didn't even need the money got money. Then people getting PPP loans and buying Gucci bags with it with no restriction. Some of them didn't went to jail over it, but the money has been spent. When you come in and you want to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, there's a war against fossil fuels. You want everything to be electric. You see, they don't talk about the Green New Deal no more, do they? Because then that would allude to, or at least it will reveal, and people can go look it up, that they were trying to do this from the very beginning. And now that you've implemented some of your stupidity, the people are reaping the benefits, the negative benefits of what this administration did. Donald Trump tried to warn us. I don't care if you like him or not. He tried to warn us. I don't know how he predicted $7 in gas. I went to the gas station the other day. It took me 220. What was it? What was it, Nick? 250? 220 to fill up my tank? My 35-gallon diesel truck? Then I had another. My other car has like 19 gallons or whatever. $150. Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to get raked over the coals in the midterms. They should. I don't know if they will. They should. How can you vote for a party that has put our country in a very negative position? And I will say that although we're having crises here, they're sending money to Ukraine. And somebody helped me to figure this out. If Ukraine ends up eventually losing territory to Russia, what are we going to do? Are they going to give us our money back? Because we're sending money to a place in which they're not going to succeed, in my opinion. They ain't going to give us our money back, though. But Zelensky going to have a lot more money in his pocket. When you do sanctions on Russia, we're going to do sanctions. You make our gas prices go up. You hurt the people in Russia and Ukraine and in other places around the world. And Putin ain't no broker than he was before you started. He don't lose money. He don't care. I would argue he don't care what happens to his country. I don't know the man. But if I was a betting man, I bet he don't care. As long as that money coming in, he probably got money in foreign banks everywhere around the world. That dude is going to be rich no matter what y'all do to his country. He don't care. But somehow our ignorant politicians want to consistently put us in a dire need to need them more. That's what this is all about. They want us to need them more. The government does not want the people to be independent. For the people, by the people, of the people, they don't care. They want it to be for the government, by the government, and of the government. They want to be your baby daddy. What do you need a man at the house for? We'll give you food stamps. We'll rake your baby daddy over the coals for child support. We'll get you all you need. You don't need no man. Matter of fact, have 6 kids. You can have everybody paying you a tax. You don't need a man. When you make poor decisions, we'll rescue the ones who make poor decisions. When you got 7 baby daddies, that's a poor decision. But if you have one husband and y'all struggling, the government ain't helping you with nothing. Your business will go out of business. They don't care. But if you somebody dropping out of school, acting a fool, you go to prison, you rob somebody, they want to give you a slap on the wrist. Oh, you know, little Johnny really didn't mean it. And then they rake the police officer over the coals. They go out and do their job. Man, pull a gun on them. You shoot the man, somehow you become a racist. Let me bring a story in. I spoke about this yesterday on the show about LeBron James' school. So there was a young white kid named Ethan, and I don't know exactly what he did. It really doesn't matter what he did. He got beat to death by 3 black young boys. And according to the father of Ethan, one young black woman just stood there and watched them as they beat him to death. But he got beat to death. And obviously LeBron James ain't going to say nothing, even though those boys played ball at his school. And it happened, I think, near his school. But it is incredible. It is incredible to me that they did not find those young black men to be responsible of a hate crime. They found no evidence that 3 black boys beating a white boy and stomping him while he's unconscious until he died had no racial bias. Now, according to that logic, according to the information, there may not have been racial bias. So, but how in the flying flip are they saying that Chauvin, the officer that had his knee on George Floyd's neck, is explicitly, conclusively racist to the point in which they go into trial? I think they may have determined it already. I know for a fact they were going to trial to determine if he had motives at least they accused him of it. He had to defend himself that he didn't have motives of a hate crime. Let me give you another story that nobody's talking about. And I spoke about this extensively on my YouTube channel. Millions of views. The McMichaels in the Ahmaud Arbery case in Georgia. They prosecuted them for a hate crime. They had no evidence whatsoever that they had an ought against that ignorant, dumb criminal that's terrorizing the community when he fought them for a gun and got shot. But somehow they found him in court and they could charge them because they white and he's black. The kid Ethan was murdered by three black men. And if the roles were reversed and three white men beat a black man to death, he'd be going to prison for a hate crime with no evidence. But y'all know how this works. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Summer grilling is upon us, and if you're looking for a perfect cut to put on a grill this year, look no further. Good Ranchers is the place to get American beef, chicken, and seafood this summer. They sell 100% American meat shipped to your front door, and right now, they're giving away two free 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes to every person that use my code Tatum. That's over 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak at no cost to you. With Father's Day coming up and all the summer events, this is a perfect time to try a box of Good Ranchers. You can make a one-time purchase or subscribe and save $25 off every box. Plus, you'll get two free 18-ounce boneless ribeyes. Other places will charge you well over $50 a steak to get ribeyes like these. But Good Ranchers is giving them to you for free when you go to goodranchers.com/Tatum. This is a limited stocked item. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum and use my code Tatum at the checkout and get your two free 18-ounce ribeyes. Start the summer off right with Good Ranchers American meat delivery. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Social media platforms, you can follow me at The Officer Tatum. My YouTube channel is on fire. So follow me on YouTube as well. I want to talk a little bit about a story out of Duncanville, Texas. And for all my Texans out there, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know exactly where Duncanville is at. You know where Duncanville, DeSoto, all of these heavily populated black schools that are very successful. Very successful in sports. They're some of the biggest schools in the state of Texas, excel in academics. There's issues there, like in any other school. But these are very big, prominent schools in Dallas, Texas. Now, Duncanville, you ain't going to hear this song. Nobody going to talk about this, y'all. I'm already predicting. Maybe I am the oracle. I will predict that you ain't going to see nobody talking about this extensively on the mainstream news. In Duncanville, I think at Duncanville High School, they had a summer camp, and there was an idiot whom they will not name because he's black. They don't even want to give his identity because he's black. I would argue that he's black. I don't really know what color he is, but anytime you see it, he's a white man. They go white man, white supremacist. But when he's a black man, they don't know what color he is. He's unidentified. And they called him a man. So if you're a man, you're 18. When you're 18, you can be identified. If you're not 18, you're a youth or you're a young person, you're a minor, they cannot identify you. But they call him a man, unknown man, comes up to the school. I don't know why he picked Duncanville. Showed up, pulled up in the lobby, thought he was going to pull a Uvalde. You know who was waiting for him in the lobby? Staff member with a gun. Staff member commences to get in a shootout with the guy in the lobby. He runs out of the lobby. He tries to go into, I believe, a big gymnasium or another portion of the school. And you know what? He couldn't get in. Why he couldn't get in, Mr. Tatum? Because the doors are locked. Well, he still should be able to force entry in the door. He should be able to kick the door in. You can't. The doors at the school are designed to be impenetrable unless you have breaching tools or a key. And it doesn't look like he had a key. But you know who had a key to his soul? The police officers. So they showed up. And he got smoked, like Snoop Dogg smoking blunts. I don't know if y'all know that reference, but Snoop Dogg smoked weed every single day of his life. And so that young man got smoked like a blunt from Snoop Dogg. And that's the way it should go. This is what we're talking about. They're not going to put this on the media, one, because he had a handgun, two, because he probably was black, three, because it happened at a black school, four, because a staff member had a gun. And then five, because the police showed up and showed out and eliminated this guy within 2 minutes. Well, they showed up within 2 minutes and they eliminated him almost immediately. They can't rag the police. They can't push their agenda because their agenda proves that how can you prevent this situation from happening? You have armed people at the school and you lock the school like it's supposed to be locked. And then police are going to respond and they're going to go right to the shooter and it's over. They don't want that to happen, ladies and gentlemen, because a background check would have had no effect. That's why they're not telling you who this person is. They're not telling you what the age of the person is. Because they don't want you to know that this person is probably over 21 years old. Or the person is under 21, has a handgun. It's already illegal to possess or purchase a handgun under the age of 21 in the state of Texas. So when you put these things together, the Democrats have no argument, so they'll never tell you about what happened in Duncanville. Only reason they're on Uvalde because they can point blame at the rifle, not the person who shot people with the rifle. They can blame it at the police, not the school that didn't secure the school, and there was no security present at the school. They can blame police, and that's their objective. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, the left wants there to be federal police. They want to federalize the police. They want to defund, demoralize, get rid of local municipalities. Their first step is to get rid of local municipalities. And this is going to take a few decades to do, but this is where they're going. They allow sheriff's departments to take over municipalities, beef up the staff. The sheriffs are elected officials. So they can get a Democrat in there, they get a leftist in there to run police departments on a broader scale. And then it's going to be taken over by the feds, in my personal opinion. That's what they want to do. They want to highly regulate local law enforcement with the bill or an executive order from Joe Biden calling it police reform. And therefore, the federal government won't give you monies, won't support your endeavors unless you follow their draconian measures, totalitarian measures. And that's where they want it to go. This is what they want. They want there to be a upper class, a ruling class, and then the rest of y'all peasants. This is what they want. They don't want you to go to work. We already have seen people like AOC say they want a universal income because they don't want you to work. They don't want you to be able to gain or go from the lower class to middle class to upper class. They want there to be no upward mobility in people gaining leverage in this country. The country is not for the people anymore. Automated systems are going to be put in place. AI will run the middle class. Now, of course, this is an argument that I'm going to have to think out a little further, but what do you think? You go to McDonald's, they have automated McDonald's. Some McDonald's don't even have people in there. Therefore, they're not paying a machine $15 an hour. I went to Panera Bread one time. I walked out of there. I went in Panera Bread and I saw that they didn't have people in there. They had a machine. They wanted me to play on a kiosk. I said, man, if y'all ain't hiring people up in here, I'm out of here. I went to the grocery store, CVS, the other night to pick up a prescription, and they have a wall with a fake glass on it that looks like produce. But all you really have to do is click the produce you want on a digital machine, and it pops it out of the wall. It comes out of the wall like it comes out of a refrigerator. That's what they want, ladies and gentlemen. If you listen to Elon Musk's girlfriend on Twitter, this is what she said. AI will control all the means of production. The government will run it, and the people will get a universal income. So you can sit on your couch and be a dummy and do nothing and be led with propaganda and brainwashing. And if you dare disagree with the government, know what's going to happen to you? They're going to cut your money off. They're going to control you. But you know what they got to do before they do any of this, ladies and gentlemen? They need your guns. They need your firearms. Name me a society that we would agree are manipulating the people, abusing the people. The people have no rights. They're trying to escape to America. Name me a place where the people have guns. I'll wait. Name me a regime that have taken over the people and the people had guns. It doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. It will never happen. They need to take your guns first. Me and the wife was watching this documentary about Warren Jeffs here in the state of Arizona. I guess he was in Utah, Arizona, and then he tried to do a compound called Zion in Texas. And I didn't even read the thing. called Zion in Texas. And we all know that that was a polygamous cult. But what did he do to the men before he kicked them out and took all their women and married all their kids and everything? He disarmed them. You cannot fight against people who are armed and ready to uphold their own fate. But the government knows that. And that's why I'm talking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Hold the phone. Catch you after the break.
Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that I have ever slept on in my life. I have one right now. Me and my wife sleep on it every night. Now Mike has done it again with my slippers, which I'm wearing right now. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Mike Lindell has made the My Slippers with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made also with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on a radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at mypillow.com.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Trump 11-7 Dispatch, can you run a name for me? Subject is, apparently he's on crack or doing something. Last name Biden, first name Hunter.
Oh, you ain't catching no crack here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I want to talk about these abortions. Let me just say this. Can you believe that we're in a place in our country where people are firebombing pregnancy centers or what do you call it? It's kind of like a pregnancy center. It's not abortion centers. These are places that help young women in times of crisis and help them give an alternative to abortions. I think I said it right the first time. They're called pregnancy centers. Violent criminals firebomb four pregnancy centers. Now, if you ask me, this is a domestic terrorist attack. It's terrorism. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? If you look at the definition of terrorism, it is using threats and intimidation and violence to push a political agenda. That's what it says. I'm paraphrasing some of it, but pretty much that's what it says. And if you are on American soil, it's domestic. That's domestic terrorism. You are firebombing and burning down pregnancy centers to push a political agenda of abortion. You're going and threatening Supreme Court justices in front of their homes to intimidate them. And one guy was going to try to kill Brett Kavanaugh. And thank God his soy levels were so high that he didn't want to go through with it. According to reports, he called his sister or texted his sister, and she apparently talked him out of it and had him call the police on himself. And he said he was a danger to himself. Now, think about it. It's a he. You got to be soyed out for you to be a man wanting to kill another man over abortions. It's supposed to be my body, my choice, right? Man don't have no rights in abortion. How you going to go to prison for life over a woman's issue? And women tell you, you ain't got no say in it. Men need to stay out of our reproductive rights. But some dumb soy boy going over to Brett Kavanaugh's house, then snitching on himself. You can't make this up. He goes with a gun with intent to kill. Then he think he's going to call 911 and say, you know what? I attempted to kill a Supreme Court justice, but I punked out. Can you let me free? No, you're finna go to jail now for attempted murder. Rightfully so. But that don't count as a domestic terrorist. These acts of violence in the name of abortions aren't considered to be domestic terrorists. But then you go to the Capitol on January 6th. And some of them didn't even touch nobody. They just walked in and walked out. And you're considered a terrorist. This is a terrorist attack on our country. Lord, we have sinned. And you're probably going to have no mercy on us, but please have mercy on the individuals, because our country is going to hell. When our focus is to push to murder unborn children, there is a middle ground here. And the middle ground is that life starts at conception, not your perception. Stop laying up if you ain't ready to have kids. That's the middle ground. And let's put money into places that give young women resources. So if they do find themselves slutting it up, and some of them probably aren't, maybe you married and something happened to you, maybe y'all, you know, maybe you're tired of having kids and you didn't know that you didn't get fixed. Maybe the doctor didn't fix you right. And you end up having a baby but you don't want it. No, let's give them resources. Let's bolster and help out the adoption institutions, or the institution of adoption in our country. Let's make it more prolific. Let's make it better. Let's not have people jump through all these hoops just to adopt children. Let's find a way to strategically work within the confines of reasonableness in our country and communities to make it better. Choosing abortion is wrong. And let me just say this for all the people that have any level of faith. God can forgive you for any sin, except blaspheming the Holy Spirit, but that's too deep for some of y'all to think about anyway. But if you're a person who had an abortion, you don't have to live in shame. You don't have to live in dread. You can ask God to forgive you and don't repeat it. Even if you had five of them, God will forgive you. So it's not a condemnation speech. This is a reality speech. And if you're thinking about having an abortion, it's never too late to turn a corner. It's never too late to turn a corner. Go to one of these pregnancy centers. At least talk to them. At least do the ultrasound. And they can give you options. These people who are telling you that a viable option is abortion is lying to you. It's going to leave you with a constant sense of regret and demise. There's no way in the world a mother who was built and created to bear children can murder her own kid and it not come back to haunt her. Now, some of y'all are devils and you don't care nothing about nobody's life. You'll kill your own mama if it means you can go to the club one more time this week. But for most of us who are rational, for most of the women who are out there who are rational, don't let people lie to you. Go listen to the stories of women who've had abortions before. Go listen to how it's PTSD and suffering, especially when you have another child. I wish that we would teach this to our young people and not fill them with lies and tell them that it's going to be all right, because the people who are pushing abortions don't care about you. They have an agenda. Margaret Sanger had an agenda. She was a eugenicist. She believed that the undesirable amongst us should be aborted. And the undesirables to Margaret Sanger was black people. The founder of Planned Parenthood. They have an agenda. They sell these fetal parts. Put some of them in vaccines. They make money. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Some of these places have been, some of these people have gone to jail over it. They're selling fetal parts for money. So they don't care about your feelings. They don't care about how you're going to feel later on. They need those babies. They're going to make money. And they know y'all can't keep your legs closed. So they got money coming in. And they brainwash you when you're young, and they got the money coming in. And you die on the inside, and they make more money. I wish that our young women will have access to a true conversation about what does abortion do to your body? What does it do to your psyche? And I would hope that generations to come would recognize, why is our government, why are women fighting so much for what they consider to be my body, my choice? But when vaccines was out there, it wasn't your body, your choice. It was the government's choice. Your body, the government's choice. And if you didn't let the government tell you what to do with your body, then you hate America and you want everybody to die. That same person is now saying my body, my choice with a baby that it took two to make. Y'all went half on it. I have never in my life seen a woman have a baby by herself. It's two people. And I've never in my life seen a baby that didn't have a father's DNA in it. That's how they find you and make you pay child support. But you get to make the unilateral decision to say, because I'm not ready, I get to kill the baby. But the father could be ready, and he can't say give it to me in adoption. You have to kill his baby too. But if a woman says, I'm ready to have a baby, and that joker wasn't nobody when you met him and you slept with him, oh, he gonna pay child support or he go to prison. How does that make sense? And this is my whole venting session on this. Because if you want it to be your body, your choice, then a man has no responsibility. You go have a baby, that's on you. You no child support, no nothing. A man don't have to do nothing if it's your body and your choice. How you gonna justify, is my body my choice, but you have to pay for it? That means it's your body, your choice, but it's other people's consequences. Other people have to carry the burden of irresponsible decisions that you've made. But no, nobody want to talk about that. But B. Tatum going to keep it real with you. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. If I had a daughter, this is what I'd be telling my daughter. You don't need to have no abortion. You shouldn't have been sleeping around. And if you do get caught up in a situation like that, you don't do abortion. You get a baby up for adoption. And where I'm from, you let the family keep the baby till you get on your feet. You don't give your baby up for adoption to nobody. You take care of your own kids and the family. But oh, Mr. Tatum, he's a lunatic Christian. No, I'm just keeping it real. I'm trying to save your soul. Listen to the Austin Tatum Show. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Walking down the street in my slippers. Y'all better get them now. $90 off, only for a limited time. Man, you know I be on the grind. Let me stop rapping and get back to the show. Now I gotta go. Nick, how many people sitting over there? It's four. Not one, not two. Let me stop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. Mike Lindell, he got the My Pillows that will blow your mind. If you lay on them, you will be addicted for life. And so just imagine how incredible the My Pillows feel. Now just imagine the My Pillow under your feet. And that's exactly what Mike Lindell did with the My Slippers. For a limited time only, you get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so you better order now. This wasn't done overnight, 2 years. To make the My Slippers. The My Slippers are designed so you can wear indoors and outdoors. Made with My Pillow foam, impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and also made with quality leather suede. All you have to do to get these slippers, like I got them, I got the black pair. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. The offer will not last long. I already told you that. Y'all don't believe me. You're going to be crying. Get it. Use promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. Now, y'all forgive me my rapping skills. I used to be really good, but then when I became a Christian, I couldn't rap anymore. So don't judge me. I want to finish up the conversation about the abortion clinic and abortions in this country. I really do believe that the left is throwing women off a cliff in the name of complete control and eugenics. Who's having abortions? People that are normally doing well in life are not having abortions. Where are the abortion clinics located? In the black communities. They want young black women to abort their children. Black women account for, I think, over 30% of the total number of abortions, and they probably make up 6% of the population. Then you talk about the population of people who actually can have kids. You're talking about 1% of the population is effectively having 30%+ of abortions. You know, that's a problem. And the Democrats don't care. They couldn't care less. You know, and I don't think it's just a Christian issue. I think it's bigger than that. I think it's a moral issue. And I really wish that I had an opportunity to give a conversation to some people and help them out. But moving on to a more nuanced approach to how the Democrats are handling this, how the left is handling this. I want y'all to listen to Elizabeth Warren and just the way she gives a statement about Roe v. Wade. Go to clip one.
The extremist Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe versus Wade, stripping away access to abortion and reproductive health care for all Americans. I am furious, and so are the American people. But now is not the time to back down. Now is the time for all of us to raise our voices to defend Roe and to defend the constitutional right to an abortion. Access to safe and legal abortions under Roe has transformed the lives of millions of Americans.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that the Roe, which is a pseudonym, because that's not her real name, they use a Jane Roe, she didn't have an abortion. So the whole premise of Roe v. Wade is to accelerate and accept. It used to be they say they wanted rare and safe. Now they want abortion on demand. And Roe v. Wade didn't even have an abortion. She gave her kids up for adoption. You cannot make this up. And when you look at the story of Roe and that whole scenario, she was pretty much coerced by some left-leaning lawyers who really needed a case to bolster their claim and find a justice that will accept them, a left-leaning one, that will accept the creation of Roe v. Wade so they can make abortion constitutionally acceptable and they can get as much money as they can out of you aborting your fetuses. But I just think it's very interesting that a woman can be on her way to an abortion clinic to kill her own baby. She get hit by a drunk driver. The baby dies. She lives. The drunk driver will be charged with murder. But I thought it was just a clump of cells. No, according to the law, a person that takes your baby life will be charged with murder. That's because it is a life. But the question is, it's only a life when you want it to be a life. You see women all the time when they get the little pregnancy test and they go, oh, it's a baby. I'm pregnant. Oh, my God. When they didn't want the baby, it was just a clump of cells. No need to celebrate. It's a nothing. It means nothing. It is nothing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, can somebody describe to me when an apple tree becomes an apple tree? Is it when it begins to produce fruits? Or when it's a seed in the ground? It's always been an apple tree. Unobstructed, an apple tree will begin to come from the ground and surface, and then it will begin to grow and not produce apples yet, but eventually it will produce apples. The apple tree didn't become an apple tree when you see it. It was already an apple tree from the beginning, seed in the ground. A baby isn't a baby just because you can see it. The baby was a baby, seed in the ground. I don't know how we don't understand that point. Got a caller calling in. Bill from Pennsylvania, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. God bless you. I don't know if you're familiar with Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the Blessed Virgin Mary of the Americas. Back in the 15th century, I believe it was, she appeared to a young man. His name was Juan Diego, and her image appeared on his kilma. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, sir.
But anyway, she told him that she would stop abortions and there will be no exceptions. That's the Blessed Virgin Mary talking.
The Blessed Virgin Mary or Lady Guadalupe?
They're one and the same.
Okay, I'm confused. What religion is this?
She appeared to him in the Catholic religion.
Okay.
She appeared to him in Mexico. And she...
Is this in the Bible?
No, this is not in the Bible, no. But this is documented. They have the tilma of her image hanging in a cathedral in Mexico City.
Yeah, so when did she say she was going to stop it?
I don't know when, but she's going to do it. She says there will be no exceptions.
Wow. And what year did this happen in? Is this back in Jesus' day?
I believe it was the 15th century.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I really hope that prophecy or that vision comes true in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. There's videos on it. You can look up Our Lady of Guadalupe and get videos. And it's just so heartwarming.
But, yeah, Bill, thank you so much for the call. I'm coming up against the break. I mean, I pray to God. Lady Guadalupe, Mother Mary, Mother Teresa, I don't care. I hope to God. Let me not disrespect Mother Mary and Mother Guadalupe. But y'all get what I'm saying. I hope to God that it comes to an end. But you know how it ends without any government intervention? Is stop bumping and grinding if you don't want kids. It's that simple. It's really that simple. You listen to the Off-Stadium Show. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is. Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to play another clip. You know, have you ever felt like you were an idiot? I mean, so everybody has felt like this before. At some point in your life, you did something and you felt like, man, I am the dumbest person in the world. Do not worry. You will never feel that way again because I found somebody that's dumber than anything that you can ever do. Roll clip 2, Sunny Hostin of The View, and I would call them The Wrong View. Listen to what she said about Ron DeSantis. Roll the clip.
We need Obama energy. We need somebody who can get the country back on line, in line.
Yeah.
Because if you can name me a Republican who has a shot.
Yeah,
to do that. That's what I'm more interested in because
I think it'll be DeSantis. I hope it's not DeSantis over in Florida because I think he's
what
a fascist.
What do you call him,
DeSantis? I think he handled COVID miserably. I think he's a fascist and a bigot. But yes. Those are his good points.
You see how they just throw these fascists and bigot name around? He's a fascist and a bigot because of what? Now riddle me this, Batman. You remember the mayor of Governor of New York, Cuomo. Remember him? He killed old people, died because he put people into a nursing home that he knew had COVID, and they put him back in a nursing home, and people died because of his actions. He funneling women and doing all kind of stuff. At least that's what he was accused of. He got ousted. But DeSantis is a bad man? What has DeSantis done wrong? Listen, I'm about to go off. AOC and other liberal Democrats were traveling to Florida during the shutdown. Don Lemon was caught with his white man. You know, he said that white people are the enemy of America, paraphrasing, and he married to a white man. AOC talk about black and brown bodies all the time and discrimination and all of this, and her man white. These people are so fake. But they end up in Florida on the beach living the best life, drinking margaritas, no mask. Enjoying a red state, and they talking about he's a fascist. It's very bizarre to me how these Democrats can say whatever they want to say. I believe that DeSantis should be able to sue her for defamation. If you cannot unequivocally prove that Ron DeSantis is a fascist, is a bigot, then he should be able to sue you. You can't just get on a national scale and call a man a fascist and a bigot with no unequivocal evidence. And then you call one of them brain dead. I'm not going to say nothing. You call them out on it. Then they crying. They on the View crying. Oh, he's so mean. Everybody's just mean to me. They know Biden ain't going to make it. And if you compare Biden to DeSantis, DeSantis is leaps and bounds above Joe Biden. DeSantis is running his state like I wish that this country would be run. They're financially stable. They support their law enforcement officers. They support their schools. I mean, all of the above. You can just walk down the list of accomplishments in the state of Florida. People are leaving New York and these other Democrat areas to go to Florida. Leaving in massive amounts. How he stood up against Disney. These are the things that leaders should be doing, taking a strong stance, a confident stance, and leading their state to where they need to go. The beauty about the United States of America is that each state is like a little country, and you can have an indication of leadership and how this country would be run based on the other little countries, right? You see, Florida is run very well. They have a surplus in finances. They're doing their economy is booming. They have freedom. People all over the world want to go to Florida. It's beautiful. It's safe. if that the leader of that state ran the country, that's how the country would look. Then you go to California, you go to New York, you go to Chicago, in Illinois, you go to some of these other places and you see how terrible leadership is. That's what Democrats do. They got the strictest gun laws and it ain't stopped the shooting yet. How do we not see the massive difference between Democrat and Republican? There's a stark difference. And I hope that in the midterms, people turn out and show up and show out. But also, speaking of these crazy Democrats and policies, the stock market is taking a hit. The S&P is having the worst start to the year since World War II. So not only do you have less money, your money is now worth less. And some people have more money, but your money ain't worth nothing because of inflation. This is a good time for you to diversify your income with gold, the most stable asset in world history. And Birch Gold is the company I trust to help you convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold and silver. Not only will Birch Gold help you fortify your savings with precious metals, they'll keep you or help you get your savings into a tax-sheltered account. All you have to do to take advantage of this great opportunity and hear more from the experts is text Brandon to 989898. We all seen Amazon take a dump earlier this year. Tesla was down 40%. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is down to like $20,000 a share. It used to be $60,000 a share. It's down to $20,000 a share. And the way the Fed is increasing interest rates, most people believe our stock market is going to take a dump. So what's your plan? Text Brandon to 989898 and get you a free no-obligation info kit on gold from Birch Gold. Listen, I'm not the expert. I'm not giving you financial advice. Birch Gold got the experts. Get good advice from Birch Gold. Text Brandon to 989898 and secure your savings now.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Call in if you want to join the conversation, 844-900-7243. That number is 844-900-7243. With all the news that's going on in today's world, it's kind of hard to find peace in what's going on and find peace in your own personal life. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I do this stuff every day, so people probably, you know, may get exposed to the minutia a lot less than what I get exposed to. But it is difficult at times to keep up with the mess, to find hope in the mess. But I tell you this, the way that I have a little bit of peace is that I have a relationship with God. That's where I'm at. I have a relationship with God. I pray. I continue to believe that this life is about serving others and not myself. When you get into the realm of selfishness and you get into the realm of me, and what happens in your life is all about what you feel, that puts you in a bad position and it puts you in a difficult position to handle the things that are going on in the world. When you look at life from a service perspective, meaning that what is my purpose? I'm here to serve other people. I'm not here for selfish, nefarious means. I'm here to serve other people. And when times get tough and times get hard, that's when you serve others. That's when you do for other people. You know, that's one thing that I learned, you know, over the years. I ain't like I'm an older guy, but what I learned over the years is that when you feel down and you feel discouraged, you can find humanity in blessing other people. And as I'm saying this, you know, sometimes I put together these little missions that I do on my YouTube channel where I allow people to crowdfund. Now, in no way, form, or fashion do I have something together now, but I was thinking with the crisis in gas prices and crisis with products going up out the roof at the grocery store, one thing that I thought about doing is saying maybe I'll crowdfund and we'll raise some money and we'll go to the grocery store and we'll help people. You know, just a little bit of money from one or two people. I mean, you know, a little bit of money from a lot of people can go a long way. And some of these people, it'll be life-changing. And so instead of thinking about the burden of these political idiots out here literally ruin our country to a certain degree. The relief is in blessing other people. So one day I'm going to do it. And if you guys follow me on YouTube, you'll be able to jump on board. I did this before for a police officer, Sergeant Maddeley. I mean, we raised over $130,000 for his family. We raised $300,000 for Sakaria Turner's family. I mean, we go down a list. It's been a blessing to be able to do those things. And that's where you find peace, in my personal opinion. Call in 844-900-7243. We got a caller calling in. I don't know if he's ready yet, but it looked like it's about George Floyd. And, you know, I don't want to go down the path of George Floyd, but I really do believe that we should not be celebrating people just because they died at the hands of police officers as gods. You know, it's crazy that our country almost burned down and people hating each other. People have died in protests about a man that really should have never got any coverage other than this was a bad situation. The cop goes to jail. That's it. Hope the best for his family. But when you look at it, Black Lives Matter gave how much to his family? I don't think they gave anything to the man family. How is he any different than a young black man murdered in the middle of the street? Because it was done by a cop. One cop in one city in which you can never find a recorded record of somebody getting kneeled on and dying in that fashion in that entire city or state. Rarely can you find a situation like that in the country. It's rare. Cop was held accountable. George Floyd becomes a god. We should not be doing things like this. And unfortunately, when you talk to some people of color, not all, they feel this connection to every black person that they believe has done wrong. And it's not safe. It's not smart. It's not healthy for a community to have that mindset. We should be acting as individuals like Martin Luther King prescribed. That you're based on the content of your character, not the color of your skin. And your the content of your character doesn't dictate what everybody else that look like you do or how they act. Let me get in a caller from Los Angeles, California, Dejon. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, how you doing, Officer Tatum?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. Yes, I wanted to give a point. You gave a story about the kid who was murdered in Ohio in front of LeBron School. By the three black kids, and yes, you were trying to compare it with the situation with George Floyd. And, you know, I don't think that's a good comparison because the kids who murdered that kid in Ohio, we don't really know what led to that situation. I don't really think that was a racist situation. It could have been anything. You know how kids act in high school, you know, a lot of egos, bravado and stuff like that. The thing with George Floyd, what makes that a racist situation to me, is the fact that George Floyd was already in handcuffs. He was not a threat. So for the fact that the officer clearly kneeled on his neck for more than, I don't know, what, 2 minutes, and George Floyd was begging, pleading for his life, you know, that had to be a racial incident. What more could it have been?
Maybe Dejon, let me interject. Could he just been a bad cop?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He could have definitely been a bad cop. But you know, from his record, there was previous situations where he had done incidents that could have been justified as racist.
But it wasn't though. Here's the difference. Here's the difference, Dejon. Like, there's no evidence of racism. Just like in the Ethan situation, they had no evidence of racism. They had no evidence that these kids, even though there were four black kids, even though they stomped and killed them, they beat him to death. While he was down, they stomped him to death. There was no evidence. But the same thing in George Floyd's case. Just because the cop was white and George Floyd was black, just because the cop was wrong and malicious, don't make it racist. You have to have some unequivocal evidence to prove racism. Just because it was malicious, that doesn't mean it raised to the level of being a racial encounter. There is no evidence that Chauvin had any racial misconduct in his past. And there was no evidence that day he had any racial motive against George Floyd.
Well, reading on some of his past conduct with civilians in Minnesota, there were some evidence that he did have some incidents where it was racial. You can go look it up for yourself.
But let me ask you this.
There were a couple of incidents.
Let me ask you this. What specifically, what evidence do you know of or do you have or what specifically can you point to that would say on this date with George Floyd, Chauvin was acting on racial motives?
Well, what proof do we have that we cannot?
Dejon, that's not the way the law works. That's not the way the law works. You can't presume that a person is racist with no evidence. Just like you can't presume that a person is guilty, there has to be proven in a court of law that that person is guilty. So it's presumed that you're innocent. It's presumed that this wasn't racially motivated unless there's stimuli or evidence that will suggest that this was racially motivated.
Yeah, you have a point, can I ask you a question? Okay. If it wasn't racial situation with George Floyd, why did he stay on his neck for so long while the man was pleading for his life? What do you think the reason was because of that?
Because he was a bad police officer. That's pretty much what it was. He was a bad police officer.
So do you believe if that was a white individual laying on the ground like that, do you think he would have proceeded like that?
Well, I'm not God. I don't know what that man was thinking in his mind. All I know is that he nailed on his neck and the guy died. And there is no evidence that he did it because he was black. If you look at the beginning of the scenario, he had a conversation with George Floyd and they were very cordial. Officer Chauvin was cordial to George Floyd when they first made contact. Nobody was upset with George Floyd or made any kind of aggressive reference to George Floyd until he started to resist arrest, kicked himself out of the car, and they had to detain him by laying on his body. So if you ask me, I think people are jumping the gun and calling it a racial matter. I don't think it's fair to call that a racial matter, just like I don't think it's fair to call those black boys that ended up beating the death of a white kid to call that racial. There is no evidence. Dejon, thank you so much for the call, man. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Austin Tatum Show. Call in 844-900-7243. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Hey, baby. Have you ever slept on a My Pillow? That soft, cozy My Pillow. But now, Mike Lindell came out with the My Slipper. You don't need to sleep on a pillow no more. You can sleep your feet on the My Slipper. You can get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long. Mike Lindell took over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. You can wear them indoor. You can wear them outdoors. They're made with the My Pillow foam and impact gel to prevent fatigue in your feet. Made also with quality leather suede. To get these cold-blooded My Pillow slippers, all you got to do is dial 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Or if you're a person that like to go on the internet, you don't want to call nobody, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, put in promo code Brandon. Again, this offer will not last long. So order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. I want to get back into the conversation I just had with a young man, Dejon. He called in from Los Angeles, California, and he made mention of the comparison between George Floyd and a young man named Nathan or Ethan who was murdered. Now, I am under the impression I always act impartially when it comes to race relations. Unless I find unequivocal evidence that a person is doing something with racial motives, I don't assign racism to it. The shooter in Buffalo was clearly a racist. He made mention of it. He went to an all-black place to kill black people. He wrote in a manifesto that he hated black people. He was a racist. That's clear, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't no question about it. He's a racist. Are those young black boys racist in stomping a white boy to death? Because if you look at it, the white boy got stomped and killed, and his other friends tried to jump in. They chased him off, but he's the only one that got killed in a majority black neighborhood. Could a person bring reference to say, yeah, they beat him like that because he was black, because he was white? If he was black, they wouldn't have killed him like that. Somebody could come to that conclusion, but I don't think that's fair unless you have unequivocal evidence. Michael Brown shooting. There's no evidence that the officer in Michael Brown shooting was racist. The DOJ did an investigation. They found no evidence of it. If you look at things at relative face value, or you look at them with a basic amount of unbiased, then you will realize that many of these cases happen to be by chance. The police officers end up killing a black man, and black people getting killed by police at a disproportionate rate. When you look at all the statistical data that's out there, you realize that it's probably less to do with race and much, much more to do with culture and much more to do with police involvement in communities that are heavily involved in crime. And Thomas Sowell wrote a really good book, Discrimination and Disparities, in which he mentioned that just because there's disparities doesn't mean that there's discrimination. Just because there's disproportionalities don't make it racist. Just because black people don't earn as much as white people don't make that racial. We got to look at culture. What are some black people that are doing? Let's do it like this. We don't have to go with black. If you drop out of high school and you have a kid out of wedlock and you don't have a job, what's the likelihood that you're going to be involved in criminal activity? It's very high. It doesn't matter what culture you're in. Just so happened in some of these inner cities, these young black people are experiencing this at a much higher rate. And when I was younger, I used to think it was the white man's fault. But then as a grown man, as a mature man, and I go look back on my experiences, I realized that it was the black man's fault. It wasn't the white man's fault that people in my family didn't get up and go get an education. People in my family sitting on the government dole. They don't want to do nothing with themselves. It wasn't the white man that helped young people in the hood make it out of the hood either, was it? Wasn't the white man's fault. It was that this young man said, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to be around drug dealers no more. I want a different life for myself. I'm tired of having to look over my shoulder for somebody trying to smoke me or having to worry about gang members because I got red shoelaces in that they're going to somehow hurt me. I'm not telling you something I read in the book, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you something I know. My father was an incredible example, which I think fathers are very important. I didn't want to be caught up in that stuff. I saw some of my family members go to prison for life. I didn't want to go to prison. I want nothing to do with that. I got sick of worrying about when you walk on Lil Jon, you can't have certain shoestrings in your shoes because another brother will kill you. Another brother will think you in a gang and kill you. Not the white man. I never in my life when I was young saw a Klans member. I never saw a Klans member. It's on the TV. Ain't not one Klans member came to stop six. Eastwood. Ain't never going to happen. They be dead before they get off the freeway. But it comes down to decision making. And I know I transitioned from racist interactions with decision making. But it comes down to decision making. People like to retain this external locus of control versus have an internal locus of control, which means that external locus of control is that the reason that you are going through the things you're going through in your life is because of external purposes, meaning that my mama did this, that's why I'm here. My teacher, that's why I made the grade. My girlfriend is the reason why I had a kid. All of these things that are within your control should be perceived within your control. You begin to point outward. Internal locus of control is you point inward. How did I have a kid out of wedlock? Because I made the decision to have a kid out of the wedlock. I'm the one made the decision. I laid up. Why did I get fired from my job? Because I didn't show up on time. I wasn't performing at the best of my ability. Why did I not, and I'm speaking to myself, why did I not make it to the NFL? Because when I was younger, I had a bad attitude. I wasn't studying the playbook. I was chasing tail. I wasn't studying the playbook like I should have. I was doing things that did not put myself in the best position to be successful. I didn't believe in myself. That's why I believe I didn't make it to the NFL. It wasn't me pointing at the coaches saying it's all their fault. No, it's just things that I did. You know, Same thing about policing. Why didn't I excel in SWAT school? Because I did pass and I did make it through SWAT school and I was on the SWAT team. But why wasn't I graduated number one in my class? Because I didn't train. I should have trained better. I should have been more prepared. Some of these people that went through SWAT school, when I went through SWAT school, they had attempted SWAT school multiple times. Some of them trained for an entire year before they joined the SWAT school. I did it at the last minute because I was procrastinating, and the school came up, and I said, man, I want to be on the SWAT team. I need to jump in there now. This opportunity may never happen again, and I was not prepared. I did not train like I should have. I waited to train till the last minute, and obviously it showed. So in the spirit of culture and being accountable, and this goes for anybody. You don't have to be black, white, green, or orange. You are the responsibility, or your decisions are the responsibility, or your actions are what's going to make you successful or not. Let me say it like that. Your actions, not somebody else's, it's your actions. And the way people act to you is the way you perceive it will become your problem or not. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. You're listening to The Austin Tatum Show. Catch me after the break.
Unapologetically Christian and 100% real. The Officer Tatum Show. Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Off Tatum Show. I want to get the callers in, man. We got like five of y'all. But when you come in, you got to be quick. This is my shortest segment. So you got to give one statement, and then you got to move on, all right? I love y'all. Follow the directions, please. Tom from Sacramento, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Yeah, hey, Officer Tatum, I love your show. I'm glad that I listen to you every day. Anyway, here's the deal. My dad is a high patrolman, was a high patrolman. He's retired now, but one time I went with him, we pulled over a car full of black guys from Washington State, and the guy driving, and there was a whole bunch of things wrong, but the guy driving was sober, and my dad goes, okay, you guys keep going. So anyway, I'd like to let you know that the race thing, I agree with you. We didn't know when he got out of the car who they are or what color they are. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tom. Thank you so much for the call. When I was a police officer, it didn't matter. Are you going to kill me or are you not going to kill me? You could be green. You could be pink. Who cares? Sandra from Sacramento, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Hello. Thank you. All right, so I have an idea. My son-in-law is a Sac County Sheriff, so we're law enforcement family. I believe that everybody that's anti-police should be required to do a ride-along at least once or twice a month. It's piggybacking on the last segment that you talked about. And I think a lot of people would change their minds about police officers if they had to do ride-alongs.
100%. Sandra, thanks so much for the call. I think that should be a part of the youth's probationary period, is that if you go to jail, a condition of your little release from juvie, saying that you didn't commit a heinous crime, that you are forced to do a ride along with police so you can know what the other side is like. Because it's not just for the police, it's that you see all the crime that's out there and you see how people are committing crime and the danger that your decisions are causing in the community. Mark from St. Paul, welcome to the Off Stadium Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. Love the show. Love the opinions, and I wanted to back you up. I live here in Minnesota, where Officer Chauvin was convicted, and we have Attorney General Keith Richards, Keith Ellison, who was also involved in Obama administration at the federal level, and he up and down said that it was not racially motivated, nor was any evidence ever brought out that Chauvin was predisposed to racism. Now, on Larry Elder's website, if it's still there, there was an excellent video. It's only about 20 minutes long, and it says, "Who Killed George Floyd?" And I don't want to be a spoiler, but it talks about the footage and analyzing, and I'm surprised it wasn't brought out at the trial, of Chauvin's knee going up at times to let George Mark, Floyd breathe.
Right, Mark. Yeah. Mark, I hope the people heard what Mark had to say. I got to get up out of here. I only got a couple seconds left. Mike calling in from Columbus, Ohio, says law enforcement loves you, Brandon. I love y'all, too. I love all my people that's wearing a uniform, serving and protecting. I got your back no matter what. Listening to the Off Tatum Show. I'm going home, baby. I'm out. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.